When you're waiting, it seems everything ticks. The clock, your heart, the tapping of your leg. No stopping it, no magic bag of tricks. But relentless ticking. What to do but beg? Time just crawls. What does it mean that it's due? Time never seems to be due on my time. Always left waiting. Time rarely comes through. I try to be humble, but waiting's a crime. So I cast all my cares to him they belong. Waiting seems easy when I know that he cares. That frees me to be sober, to know I belong, and free too, to throw the clock down the stairs. Waiting. Is there anything harder than being patient? Joyce Meyer said once that patience is not simply the ability to wait, it's how we behave while waiting. Well, this meditation from the fifth chapter of 1 Peter will help you stop minding the time and learn to cast your cares on Him who created time. So to begin your meditation, just settle into a place of quiet stillness and tranquility. Relax your feet, your legs, your arms, your hands, your neck, and even your eyes. Just feel each muscle and tendon and fiber begin to release one by one as you rest outside of time. Be still and know the Lord has shown forth His glory, so adore Him. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Adore Him. The Spirit of the Lord renews the face of the earth. Come adore Him. And encounter God now in silent reflection. Let this continuing time of silence now blossom into a time of prayer. A prayer of presence, though, a prayer of satisfaction in the counsel and wisdom of God. A timeless moment to encounter God in your way, from your heart, and in your time. Continue to become even more aware of God, His Spirit, and His Son, now through your breathing. If they weren't before, just close your eyes as you breathe deep, slow breaths. Breathe in to a count of 10 if you can. And then slowly out to a count of 10. Don't force your breathing, just be aware of your slow, steady, peaceful, deep breathing. Breathe in deep, and as you exhale, whisper silently for God to lift you up in His good time. Just continue to breathe deep, and as you exhale, silently, for God to lift you up in His good time. For God to lift you up in His good time. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, and whisper for God to lift you up in His good time. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of anything that you feel or hear or taste or even smell right now. What are you experiencing right now that reminds you that God is part of this time with you? That today was created before time began, and this time with you, He is present. His plans for your time are more divine than yours. So stay there centering on that truth for 1 minute. Your mind will wander, and when you realize it has, let that remind you to focus back. Learning to recognize distractions and move back into divine focus is a meditation practice that will serve you well today. So practice that now. Center on what you note about His being, and then return when you wander. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of 3 separate times of expanding reflection. Fight the temptation here to consider things too closely for now. Just simply encounter God in this passage. And listen too for a gift from the Holy Spirit, something new and fresh. As you listen to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 from the English Standard Version. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, He may exalt you. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind from the passage? Well, remain there for a moment. Now, moments later, what still remains in your mind from this passage? Let your mind wander, and then let the Holy Spirit return you to the nucleus of the truth that He wants to share with you. Listen once again to this passage, but now with a bit wider view from the Good News Translation. Humble yourselves then under God's mighty hand, so that He will lift you up in His own good time. Leave all worries with Him, because He cares for you. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Remain in meditation as you let these words just melt into your heart. It's not if He lifts you up, but when He lifts you, in His time. So let your mind drift through the imagery of Him lifting you, Him caring for you, and then drift back to thoughts of the Holy Spirit. Listen now to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective from the Amplified Version. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Set aside self-righteous pride, so that he may exalt you to a place of honor in his service at the appropriate time. Casting all your cares and your anxieties and your worries and all of your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection, and he watches over you very carefully. So be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, remain with your eyes closed and imagine holding a baby. Perhaps just a few months old, very aware of being lifted, very unfamiliar with time. A baby loves being lifted, tossed into the air, and cradled in caring arms. They laugh, they giggle. When you place them back on the floor, they look at you with longing eyes. They want to experience that again, but they don't know how to ask. And they don't know when. But out of care, and out of joy in your heart, you pick up the child again. You can do this all day long, can't you? The joy you feel of caring for them, if they only knew. So stay there for a moment, lifting and twirling this baby in your arms. Just give them your time. As you were present in your imagination, lifting and caring for that baby, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. Are your eyes longing to be cared for? Are you impatient for his care and attention? His love for you is never ceasing. God's care is never ending. He will lift you up and care for you in ways you can't even imagine, and at times that you need it most. Maybe even before you realize you need it. So meditate on his care right now, his lifting, and his understanding. As you close your time, just return to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation, for God to lift you up in his good time. Let the word lift guide you today. Let it be your meditation all throughout the day. And let me pray too now that You remember to humble yourselves then under God's mighty hand, because he will lift you up in his good time. Leave all your worries with him, because he cares for you. Now to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever will be. Amen. You know, today you have the opportunity to be lifted up by God, as he is mindful of time. He knows your needs, and yes, far better than you do. He is aware of time much more than you are. He created you. He created time. And he created time to be with you. So when you're ready, step into your day and be mindful of being lifted today. Turn away from the clock today and focus instead on an encounter with God as he lifts you at the perfect time.